The 11th District is Democrat country. It covers the east side and eastern suburbs of Cleveland and a sliver of land south to Akron. Current Representative Marcia Fudge won the seat in 2008, and for 40 years before that, it was held by Democrats Lewis Stokes and Stephanie Tubbs Jones. But Republican Beverly Goldstein is giving it a shot.
We got great door prizes, Patricia. Get around Patricia Jackson.
At a meeting of Democrats in East Cleveland, Goldstein made her quick pitch to residents of a city staring down bankruptcy and annexation by the city of Cleveland. A newcomer looking to pick up disillusioned voters could find them here.
So I realize that not many white people are in the room today, and I realize it's a great thing when you can elect somebody of your own religion, your own group, to represent you.
Goldstein is 68 and surprisingly intense. She doesn't beat around the bush. She focused on poverty while in East Cleveland and called out Fudge for spending years in Washington while the problems in the district persisted. Then she was off to another event.
Well, I didn't decide to run for Congress because of the poverty issues, but I think the poverty issues are half of the equation now that I am educating myself.
The other half, says Goldstein, is national security, specifically President Obama's agreement with Iran, which aims to halt that country's nuclear weapons program. Goldstein opposes that deal, but that's not her pitch when she talks to voters.
Starting in January, I started to take this national security message into the inner city to talk to people about why I was running for Congress. And after a little while, people were saying, "We think you're a really nice lady, but what you're talking about isn't what we're worried about."
And on the other end of the political spectrum, out knocking on doors in North Royalton.
"Hello, my name's Keith Mundy. I'm running for Congress as a Democrat."
Mundy's driving around the neighborhoods near his home in Parma, putting out lawn signs on a chilly Saturday morning. It's a windy day, so he's left the old camper, decorated with a 4x6 picture of himself, in his driveway. Mundy's running against Jim Renacci in the 16th District, a safe Republican seat, this one to the west of Cleveland. Mundy comes from the Bernie Sanders campaign for president. He calls himself a Bernie-crat.
"Democrats have gotten upset because I call myself a Bernie-crat. And I explained to them, well, I'm an FDR, New Deal kind of guy. I said, I'm a real Democrat. I said, it's the Democratic Party that's moved away from me."
When he's not in full campaign mode, Mundy acknowledges that he's probably not going to win. He sees his run as an example for young Berners out there thinking about taking a shot at politics.
"For some reason, you think that you have to wait to a certain age. You know, you have to play the game and get and earn your way to a certain spot. I don't believe that. I believe that if you feel that you can do the job, you should step up and you should run for office."
So Mundy and Goldstein, each for their own reasons, go out every day knocking on doors and speaking to every crowd that'll listen. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Matt Richmond.